matter most to you and your financial well-being. An impressive list of renowned guest experts from around the world to discuss critical topics that affect your money. It's helpful financial food for thought on your drive home. Market Wrap with Mo Ansari. Weekdays at 6 p.m. on WSBR AM 740. South Florida's only money talk radio.
AM 1470. With even more information you can use, join pharmacist and educator Jerry Hickey for the Invite Health Radio Show at a new time, Monday through Friday mornings at 10 a.m. Tune in for the latest information on nutrition and cutting-edge solutions to your most pressing health problems. It's the Invite Health Radio Show with pharmacist and educator Jerry Hickey at a new time, Monday through Friday mornings at 10 a.m. right here on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new health and wealth network.
Happy, healthy, and wealthy. Follow the American dream. On South Florida's AM 1470, WNN.
Just a minute, Jake. I need to talk to you.
I don't have time now. I gotta go.
Jake! Wait, Jake!
Staying connected with your kids is tough. As a parent, you need to do whatever it takes, and the Boystown National Hotline can help.
Come on,
what's
Jake,
the holdup?
Let's go.
I can't believe it. My dad just texted me. He knows how to text. Better see what he wants.
From parenting questions to a family crisis, let the Boystown National Hotline help you connect with your kids. Call 1-800-448-3000 or visit parenting.org today.
.com.
It's the hottest new addiction recovery mega community on the web. Rockers in Recovery. Music, news, interviews, events, and festivals with an insider's angle to the rock and roll industry. All backed up by artists who are in recovery and support recovery. Featuring dozens of rock legends like former Joan Jett and the Blackhearts lead guitarist Ricky Bird, Richie Supa of Aerosmith, and tons more. It's a worldwide music and media festival at your fingertips. Get inside the rock and roll recovery scene with a click of your mouse. Click rockersinrecovery.com. That's rockersinrecovery.com.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
Free concert. Rockers in Recovery Memorial Day Weekend Concert, May 28th from 1:30 to 6:30 p.m. Featuring Ricky Bird, guitarist of the NYC Hit Squad and formerly of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, along with Case himself and bassist of Todd Rundgren and Utopia, Mick Jagger and Celine Dion. Plus three other great bands, Johnny B and the Road Dogs, Keep Coming Back Band, and Rhetoric. Come out and join us at the First Step Sober House Memorial Day Free Concert at 450 Southwest 2nd Street, Pompano Beach. To find out more, go to rockersinrecovery.com or call 877-799-8773.
The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
This is the Rockers in Recovery radio show, dedicated to news, interviews, events, and festivals taking place in the rock and roll industry and in the world of bands and musicians who support recovery. Find out more by going to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com or join Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. Now, the host of Rockers in Recovery, here's John Holler.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Angel Side by Side. Angel Side by Side is part of the Holistic Lifestyle Radio Network. Holistic Lifestyle Radio Network can be heard live 18 hours a week on WWNN 1470 AM and on Blog Talk Radio, as well as on our Facebook and Twitter accounts. Tonight on Angels Side by Side, we'll be talking with a very close friend of mine who's a pillow in recovery in the community, and his name is Roberto, and we'll be bringing him up about maybe 10 minutes into the next break. He'll be on with us, and we're going to take you down the road of recovery, and I got to tell you, this is one of my favorite guys in recovery because he gives back constant in the community and helping children. And that's really the format, I believe, to life anyway, is to give back to these kids and break these this chain that, you know, that so often takes us and continues to down spiral and keep us in a box. But I got some stuff here that I want to read. I also want to definitely not get off keel and send out a shout-out to Mr. John Hollis, who is my boss, and without him, there would be no me here on the radio. I got these new teeth, by the way, and it's hard for me to pronounce teeth and stuff. So just kind of hang in there, Chris, with me. I'll be slipping and sliding tonight. But they're nice teeth, as a matter of fact, 15 grand worth, and I look good. I can't talk, and I don't sound good too much. I'm slipping on the T's, but I'll get used to it. But let me just send this out to you guys right quick, and it's called Life in Five Short Chapters, okay? And this is the first chapter. I walk down the street. There's a deep hole in the sidewalk, and I fall in. I am lost. I am helpless. It isn't my fault. It takes forever to find a way out. Chapter 2, I walk down the street, the same street. There's a deep hole in the sidewalk. I pretend that I don't see it. I fall in again. I can't believe I'm in the same place, but it isn't my fault. It takes a long time to get out. Chapter 3, I walk down the street, and there's a deep hole in the sidewalk. I see there is a little sharp to the left, stelt to the left, excuse me, and I fall in. It's a habit. But my eyes are open and I know where I am. It is my fault and I get out immediately. Chapter 4, I walk down the street. There's a deep hole in the sidewalk. I walk around it. Chapter 5, I walk down a different street, and guess what? There is no hole. So I guess that kind of sums up the life of one that is caught up in the disease of alcoholism or addiction and continuing to repeat the same thing over and over. I believe that might be a second step. And continue to do this and expect different results. So what happens is, I guess they're saying, or their point is that I walk down the street. Instead of walking down the same street like I did for four chapters, I walk down a different street. But there also could be a hole down there, too. So I don't know. I have a friend of mine on the lines. We're going to go to the lines right quick. We have a friend on the line, Steve. Are you out there, Steve?
Yeah, I'm wondering, where'd you get to Steve?
I ain't gonna tell.
Where'd you get your piece from? Tell us where you got your piece.
Okay, why? Do you want to buy some? Huh? Hello, are you there, Jim? Steve? Okay. All right, we kind of lost him there. I guess we, I don't know what happened, but Steve is gone, and I don't know, maybe he'll call back and I'll let him know where I got my teeth from, if that's what he wants to know. But anyway, I just want to do a little recovery stuff. We'll be going breaking in a little bit and we'll have Roberto up and we'll let Roberto kind of tell you what he's doing and what he has done in recovery and what he continues to do. And I admire this guy because, like I said, when I asked him to come on the show live, he dropped everything and said, don't worry about it, I will be there, just tell me when. And he's like that outside of the studio, and we both share the same sponsor, and I've been knowing Roberto for a good 15, 16, 17 years maybe. Actually, I've been knowing him since he was a kid. He's a grown man now, and he's a man's man, and a great guy, man, a great father, one of the best that I know, a great brother in recovery, a great spiritual guy. I mean, I can say a lot of things about this guy, and I'll leave that up to him when he comes on in a minute. But these are the gifts, ladies and gentlemen, that we get when we come into recovery and we begin on this path of healing, and we continue to stay on this path. Just some of the gifts, because there are many gifts, and the other gift, of course, is the complete abstinence from all minor mood-altering chemicals, no matter whether they're powdered or liquid. We get the opportunity to function in life and show up in life without putting any of that poison in our body. But talking to John a couple of weeks ago, and he's really hyped about the event that we're having this weekend, the Memorial Day weekend free concert, Rockers in Recovery, and you can go to our website, www.rockersinrecovery.com, and get some information or some more information, but I'll give you a little information here. We got Ricky Bird there, guitarist and songwriter of the New York Hit Squad and formerly of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. Kasim Satan, member of the Teeth guy, bassist and singer, songwriter for Todd Rundgren, Utopia, Mick Jagger, and Celine Dion. And you can stay tuned for more artists to be announced. We also have the Keep Coming Back band, Johnny B, and the Road Dogs and Rhetoric. The location will be at the First Step Sober House, 450 Southwest 2nd Street in Pompano Beach, Florida, 33060. The telephone number is 954-942-7414. That's this weekend, ladies and gentlemen, the 28th. This weekend we're going to be there from 1:30 to 6:30 p.m. And don't forget, how much? Free. It is free, so come on out and join us and have a grand time. Bring the kids. Of course, there'll be no alcohol there or any of that stuff, and you'll get some good music, and you'll get some good fellowshipping, and it's just going to be a great place to be this weekend, and that's put on again by Rockers in Recovery, sponsored through the Holistic Lifestyle Radio Network. But we're going to go to break in about 4 or 5 minutes or 3 minutes. We got 1 minute, actually, and we will be right back in a minute from our sponsors. And you guys just stay tuned there. We will be back. There I go. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
Pretty baby, you are the soul who snaps my control. Such a funny thing, but every time you're near me, I never can behave.
Free concert, Rockers in Recovery Memorial Day Weekend Concert, May 28th from 1:30 to 6:30 p.m. Featuring Ricky Bird, guitarist of the NYC Hit Squad and formerly of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, along with Case himself and bassist of Todd Rundgren and Utopia, Mick Jagger and Celine Dion. Plus, three other great bands, Johnny B and the Road Dogs, Keep Coming Back Band, and Rhetoric. Come out and join us at the First Step Sober House Memorial Day Free Concert at 450 Southwest 2nd Street, Pompano Beach. To find out more, go to rockersinrecovery.com or call 877-799-8773. Silence calms the mind and rejuvenates the body. Godpillow has been inspiring daily devotions for over 11 years. Godpillows are custom made with love and intention. We encourage you to become part of our community. Come visit Godpillow on the World Wide Web at godpillow.com.
When you're ready for a major change, makes a natural choice for addiction treatment. The G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Our approach is all natural at G&G, where holistic treatments direct you to a healthy, sober way of life without substituting one addiction for another. We're a leader in the area of holistic addiction recovery, dual diagnosis, and relapse treatment. With 22 years of experience, we have thousands of success stories. Our staff is all in-house to help you ensure your success the all-natural, holistic way. Don't wait another minute. Call G&G Holistic right now at 800-559-9503. Counselors are standing by to start you on the all-natural road to recovery at G&G Holistic. Call 800-559-9503 or log on to holisticdrugrehab.com. Make the natural choice for addiction treatment. The G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Success the all-natural, holistic way.
Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
Music all around me, crazy music, music that keeps calling me so very close to you, turns me your slave.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Angels Side by Side. My name is Will Grace, and I am the host of Angels Side by Side. And tonight here at the studio live, we have my best friend, one of my bestest of friends, Roberto.
How you doing, Will? Thank you. Thank you for having me on. It's a pleasure and an honor to be here. And I think Will calls everybody that's close to him. Anybody he's known more than 10 years, he kind of calls his best friend. But we love that about him. Thank you, Will. What do you want me to talk about right now?
Well, listen, why don't you do this and why don't we do this? Why don't we share with the audience, or you share with the audience, where you grew up at and, you know, how you grew up, where you went to school and all that sort of stuff.
All right. That's cool. It's really, you know, my story is quite an interesting story, and it kind of changes as the wrong guys stay clean, the wrong guys stay in recovery, the more that's revealed to me. You know, I grew up the youngest of two older brothers and an older sister. I was the baby in the family, and I was, you know, basically an unwanted child. It was 1968. My mother was pregnant with me, and for all intents and purposes, I wasn't supposed to be born. She was scheduled to have an abortion, which is kind of ironic. You know, I didn't hear the story or learn about the story until after I came into recovery, and I was doing a fourth step, and, you know, and I was doing this thorough inventory, and I really, really wanted to know more about my life other than just what brought me into addiction and the destructiveness of it, but where did it all start and what were the origins. And as I was speaking with my mother, and I was asking her how it was that, you know, I came about and I came into this world, she began to tell me the story how, and it's quite interesting because my whole life has been a lie, as I came to find out later on. And the lie was that I wasn't supposed to be born. She was scheduled to have a what they used to call a basement coat hanger abortion. You know, it was 1965, very difficult to get abortions back then. And the day before she was scheduled to go, she didn't. She had a vision. She had a dream. She said that I came to her in her sleep, and I told her, please, please don't kill me. You know, I want to live. And she felt that there were going to be great things that were going to happen with my life. It's taken a long time. There are definitely great things happening now, but it took a long time for her to see those come into fruition. But what happened is that she didn't go in to get the abortion, and the man that she was with, who's the father of my two older brothers, was not my biological father. And the man who was my biological father, they decided to keep it a secret, and they weren't going to tell me. And, of course, you know, I grew up in this home. I always felt different, always felt like there was something. I was the oddball of the family. You know, my father was a gangbanger, and my brothers were very much involved in their own gangs and drug dealing. And it was a lifestyle, you know. If in my neighborhood, you know, there wasn't a dysfunctional home in my neighborhood. My entire neighborhood was dysfunctional, you know. If you weren't using some kind of a chemical or a substance, there was something wrong with you. You know, the normal thing to do was either to be drinking or popping pills or smoking something. As I got older and this behavior was more prevalent in my life, along with active addiction in neighborhoods, especially when we live in poverty, along with those things, there also comes other stuff. And for me, you know, there's a great deal of child abuse. And the child abuse that was inflicted upon me was of a sexual nature. I was raped as a child, you know, sexually molested, abused, kind of passed around through different people. And in that, there was a loss of identity. There was a loss of safety, of the ability to be able to share openly. You know, I remember the first time that I had the experience, and it was, you know, I was a child. I was probably 4 or 5 years old. I was playing with my cousin or my uncle, or not quite sure what part of my family he was. But he was taking care of me, and he started wrestling with me, and we were playing and wrestling, and he got on top of me. I was going, no, I don't want to play anymore, and I started to cry, and I felt the pain, you know, and to me that pain was, and I can talk about it freely now because there's a healing in it now. You know, it no longer binds me, it no longer entraps me, it no longer keeps me from being who I am today, because it's not who I am, it's just some of the things that happened to me. And recovery affords me the opportunity to be able to speak about it openly so that other people can heal from it. You know, being raped, abused as a child doesn't mean it's a death sentence to my ability to love other people or to allow other people to love me. But for a very long time in the addiction and in the horrors of it, there was that inability to open up or to feel safe. So as I grew from that, of course, you know, the first thing was, shh, you don't talk about this. And that was the beginning of the shutdown. That was the beginning for me, I believe, of what was later to become a very, very horrendous experience in active addiction, you know. And I stayed quiet. You know, my two older brothers, they had found out something about it, and through some sequence of events, they, you know, justice was served through street retaliation and family retaliation, but it was never talked about. There was never any healing that was really, truly done. I remember my mom and my dad kind of trying to talk to me about it, but what they kept asking me, which was really bizarre to me, looking back in hindsight, of course, and having the awareness I have now, looking back at it, I couldn't understand why they were asking me, why did I let this happen to me, as though somehow I had a choice, somehow that this horrible thing that occurred to me was my fault. And I took that with me for a very, very long time. You know, as I continued to grow, of course, you know, you shut down emotionally, mentally, and then came that part which is, okay, now I have to become a man. So what I was taught through that and becoming a man was, now I had to be violent, I had to be aggressive, I had to be hostile, and if I was those things, if I could be the most violent, the most hostile, the most aggressive, if I could be the most feared member of my community, whether it was the apartment complex I lived in, or the corner, or the block, or the entire neighborhood, then in some form or fashion, that would make me more of a man, and I would be respected. And there began the process of me trying to become something that I didn't want to be. How do I do that when in my nature and in my spirit, I really didn't want to be that. I was always, and I remember even my mother would tell me, I was always a kind, loving child. I always cared about people. I was always compassionate and empathetic, always willing to give and to help and wanting to be helpful, you know. But living in a lifestyle of drugs and gangs and violence and sexual abuse, it's very difficult to be that, because in order to show that, then you're viewed as weak. You're viewed as less than. You are feminized. You are somehow not the man that you're supposed to be. So I grew into that mold of what it was that I was being taught to be. I remember by the time I was 12 years old, I was already convicted for attempted murder. I had cut a kid up really, really bad. I was in the sixth grade. I'll never forget the experience. Junior high school, sixth grade. I just got in. And this kid, bigger than me, punches me in the mouth, tells me I'm a pussy. Oops, I'm sorry about that.
Can't say that.
I apologize. I take that back. So, you know, he calls me names and starts cursing at me. I'm afraid. I'm in fear. Back then, you know, 70s, early 80s, we carried around 007s, you know, knife of choice. I'm sure, Will, you remember those experiences.
Absolutely.
And what do? I have one. I've already been taught to use it. I have it in my back pocket. I pull it out, and I start cutting this kid up. And there is not 1 ounce of remorse, not 1 ounce of fear or guilt or anything. It is just a sense of pure survival. You know, I cut this kid up really, really bad. I mean, so bad that here I am, 12 years old, and I'm being arrested for attempted murder. You know, I was brought into the court system, of course, went to Spofford, you know, juvenile detention facilities. And because my father, being the master manipulator that he was, and my mother being the super codependent that she was, they were able to maneuver for me not to be locked away, and instead I got probation. And still, you know, that whole year, you know, drug convictions, getting caught with Tuminols and Plastibills and Elevils and getting caught with nickel bags of weed and, you know, 12, 13, 14 years old and all these things happening. And basically, every time I'd get caught, it was try not to get caught next time. You know, those were the lessons. You know, here's how you can do it sneakier. You know, I was called, I was what they referred to as a second story man. I was that kid that hung out with the older kids. All my friends were in their late teens or early 20s, all through my preteen years. Now, one of the probably most dramatic or traumatic experiences was being indoctrinated into a pedophilic relationship with a neighborhood drug dealer. I'm going to keep him anonymous right now, just for even though he's dead. But we'll keep him anonymous. And he indoctrinated me into this lifestyle. He was a very feared member of the community, high-ranking drug dealer in our community. And for all intents and purposes, everyone thought he was like the tough guy on the block. But what he had done and what he was doing, what he had groomed me and taken me under his wing, he, behind closed doors, had a pedophilic relationship with me. And that was probably one of the most confusing and conflicting experiences, which just created even that much more pain, anger, resentment, hostility, because now not only am I dealing with the rape of the child and the abuse of a child and the neglect, because guess what? When we are not there for our children and when we're using chemicals, whether or not we physically abuse our children, if we're not available, and I learned this from my sponsor, we abuse our children by neglect. And I'm grateful to have had the opportunity to be in recovery to have learned that later on, and we'll get into that part of my story a little bit later of how I, when I became a parent and everything else. But growing into this pedophilic and being groomed into this pedophilic relationship created such confliction in me that it made me that much more hostile, aggressive, and angry. And so through those experiences, I had to somehow establish my identity as a man. And like I said, the only way that I was going to able to feel good about myself, well, there was two different ways. One was promiscuity. And that was, if I could have sex with as many girls as I possibly could, then that was going to, like, validate my masculinity or my manhood. And if I could fight as many fights as I could fight with as many guys, you know, whether they were my age or older, preferably older and bigger, then that was going to establish me as a man, not only to others, but also to myself, because I had I have no true or real identity of what a man is or what a man is supposed to be. You know, through that experience, I began to realize that this was not what I wanted to do.
Okie dokie, can you just hold that thought? We'll be right back in a minute with Angel Side by Side. I am Will Grayson, and we'll be back after our commercial breaks with more of Roberto.
Get the right ones out and let the wrong ones in. Had an angel.
Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let this healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com.
Silence calms the mind and rejuvenates the body. God Pillow has been inspiring daily devotions for over 11 years. God Pillows are custom made with love and intention. We encourage you to become part of our community. Come visit God Pillow on the World Wide Web at GodPillow.com. Free concert. Rockers in Recovery Memorial Day Weekend Concert, May 28th from 1:30 to 6:30 p.m. Featuring Ricky Bird, guitarist of the NYC Hit Squad and formerly of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, along with Kason Sultan, bassist of Todd Rundgren and Utopia, Mick Jagger, and Celine Dion. Plus three other great bands, Johnny D and the Road Dogs, Keep Coming Back Band, and Rhetoric. Come out and join us at the First Step Sober House Memorial Day Free Concert at 450 Southwest 2nd Street, Pompano Beach. To find out more, go to rockersinrecovery.com or call 877-799-8773.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
It's the hottest new addiction recovery mega community on the web. Rockers in Recovery. Music, news, interviews, events, and festivals with an insider's angle to the rock and roll industry. All backed up by artists who are in recovery and support recovery. Featuring dozens of rock legends like former Joan Jett and the Blackhearts lead guitarist Ricky Bird, Richie Supa of Aerosmith, and tons more. It's a worldwide music and media festival at your fingertips. Get inside the rock and roll recovery scene with a click of your mouse. Click rockersinrecovery.com. That's rockersinrecovery.com.
Welcome back to Angel Side by Side. My name is Will Grayson. I am the host of Angel Side by Side. And tonight we are chatting with Roberto. And Roberto, you can pick up where you left off at. And ladies and gentlemen, please stay tuned.
Thank you, Will. Thank you. Yes, I was talking about the pain of being indoctrinated into this relationship that just really it really twisted us around. It really, for my life and for what I went through, and I'm not alone by far, not alone at all in what I've gone through. You know, the opportunity that I've had in recovery and getting to know myself and building relationships and learning to trust other men is the ability to understand and to have the empathy with other men and women who have gone through what we've gone through. I want to pick up just kind of where I left off. I was indoctrinated into this relationship, pedophilic, you know, very, very toxic. On the outside, we projected an image of, you know, toughness and rawness and aggression, hostility and violence. You know, nobody messed with us. You know what I mean? He was my protector. I was his runner. And basically, you know, my reputation, you know, preceded itself. You know, I was considered a very tough kid in my neighborhood. You know, nobody really messed with me. My brothers were really hardcore gangbangers and drug dealers. And so there was this kind of umbrella of protection through all of that. What I found, though, as I was going through all of this and kind of just going through the motions, the twistedness of understanding what love and what love is and loving relationships are, they get very, I don't even know exactly what word to use. Help me out here, Will. What are some of the things and some of the feelings that we feel that just...
Codependent. That's probably the best.
Probably, yeah. There's definitely a sense of codependency in that. And then there's that longing for the other relationships that I look for, especially in the female relationships, where you had to validate me. You had to make me feel better. If you didn't make me feel like a man, then I could not be in this relationship with you. And there was really very little room for me to help you with anything that you were going through because you needed to help me. And then there was that attachment to, you know, you're going to help me. And if it wasn't that, it would go right to the other extreme too. And it was, I'm not going to reveal anything of myself to you because if I told you who I really am and what I've gone through, you would think that I was such a monster. You would think so horribly of me that you could not possibly love me. You know, so by the time I was 20 years old, I was done. I was done. I was already strung out. I was shooting heroin. I was smoking crack. You know, I think it was the 83, 84, 85, we had the crack tsunami that hit the United States. I always refer to it as that because I remember growing up, and heroin was a big epidemic in the late 70s and early 80s, and it was kind of the drug of choice. And when crack cocaine hit the scene, man, let me tell you, I saw... And in my little neighborhood, we saw a devastation that was second to none. You know, I think the only thing that can measure to it is what they refer to now as this this crystal meth epidemic that's been sweeping the country. But when crack cocaine hit, man, I mean, we had grandmothers that we were growing up with smoking crack in hallways, you know, selling everything they had, giving up their children and their grandchildren, and just horrible, horrible life I grew up in. And I found myself living in what Will has so graciously, I'm going to use a couple of his lines here. I lived in a bandominium. Okay, it wasn't an abandoned building because I was living in it, you know, and I was living in abandoned cars and just living in the streets and just tired, you know, and just following in the foot tracks of all those who had taught me what it was to be and to use chemicals, you know, and it didn't matter. It didn't matter if it was, you know, Boone's Farm or crack or, you know, Mad Dog 2020 or Blackberry Brandy, whatever we needed, you know, if it was Southern Comfort. I don't know. For me, it always seemed like at the end of a bottle of a Southern Comfort, there was either a crack pipe or a syringe, and it just you know, it took me to the bitter ends. And by the time I was 20 years old, I was so strung out that I was done. I was tired, and I had my first introduction into treatment. You know, and
well, let me ask you this: How did you find recovery?
It's kind of interesting. I didn't realize it, of course, until years and years later. My first introduction to recovery itself was a guy that I was working with at a job site. He had given me a book, and he said, "You should read this book." it might be able to help you. And it was, I don't know if I can mention the book. It was a basic, it was the basic text of Narcotics Anonymous. And he had handed it to me. I'd never seen it, but I thought it was really interesting. It was black. It had a nice black cover. It had a gold lettering on it. And when I opened it up, I began to read the personal stories. I didn't understand any of the first 10 chapters, had no idea what they were talking about. It was all about recovery. But what I did understand were the personal stories. And there began a process of, I heard something about there was a better way, but it didn't register. So it took me a few more years after that before I got my first introduction. And amazingly enough, it was through a TV commercial. Mm-hmm. And I'll never forget the commercial. And you guys might remember it. It was in 1990, 1991. And the commercial went something like this: do you feel that you're drowning in drugs? And if you need help, please call this number. And I don't remember the institution. I don't know how I saw the commercial or where I got it from, but I called the number. And I got introduced, and they brought me to my first detox. They suggested a rehab treatment center. And one of the things that I did, because, you know, I believe for me, my addiction carries with me, and everywhere I go, it's a source of energy. And what I needed to do and what I've learned to do in my recovery presently is I've learned how to channel it and focus it. And if I don't, what happens is that it channels me and focuses me somewhere else, wherever it wants me. And what I did in the first year, and it was in 1990, I'll never forget, I was 20 years old. I wasn't even legal to drink yet. And I was in this facility. I was just strung out. And they said, if you want what we have, do what we do. And there's a better way of life. And for the first time in my life, I was introduced to a 12-step program that gave me hope. And I began to understand what it meant to be powerless. And I wasn't quite grasping it immediately, but I knew that the people who were coming and they were sharing and they were talking about this new way of life had been through a lot of what I had been through. There was a few people there who had shared about being abused as children. They weren't specific about it, but they were sharing how they had been in so much pain as children that they used the chemicals to kind of hide the pain. They used the substances, whatever they were, and it didn't matter. It didn't matter if it was alcohol, if it was pills, if it was just smoking pot, or, you know, if it was crack or heroin, if it was hardcore, if it was softcore, whatever it was, that there was a sense of relief from the pain and the anguish of the voices that we heard in our heads that kept telling us, I am not good enough. I am not worthy. I am this, that, or the other. I am not what I want to believe I am. And they gave me a sense of freedom, and they told me that I could be anything I want to be. And what I wanted to be was I wanted to be in recovery. So what I did was I did the same exact thing, and this is what they said. And I thought it was one of the most amazing things I'd ever heard. And there was a guy who came up. I don't remember exactly who he was or what his name was, but he said, if you could just put 10% of the energy that you put into your active using, if you just put 10% of the focus that you put in your using and getting ways and means to use more, if you could just take that energy and you can focus it and point it in recovery, you will be amazed before you even get past half of the steps. Half of the 12 steps in the 12-step program, you're going to be so amazed at what your life can become that you're not going to want to do anything else but recover. So I began the process, and I immersed myself. And when I talk about immersing myself, I'm talking about if I jumped into the pool feet first, and I didn't care how deep it was, I wanted it all. And I remember I used to ride the F train. I got clean. I did the detox. I did the rehab. I went to the halfway house. I made the commitments. And, you know, I was in Rockaway Queens halfway house off of Playland. It's probably still there. I'm sure it is. I don't know. Can I give a shout-out to the facility? Veritas Villa. I'm sure quite a few people might be familiar with it. And they put me in their halfway house in Rockaway Queens, and I began to be introduced to relationships with men that I never thought I would ever experience. For the first time in my life, I had a man embrace me and hug me when they brought me to this house. Now, mind you, I was 20 years old. It was June of 1990, and I walked into this house, this men's halfway house, and there was this big, giant just scary-looking guy who, when he saw me, he embraced me and hugged me, and he said, welcome, welcome. We are going to love you until you learn to love yourself. And I was frightened. I was frozen. I couldn't even put my arms around him. And I thought, what does this man want from me? What does he want to do with me? What am I going to have to give him of myself for me to receive this love? Because understand, being abused as a child sexually, emotionally, mentally, and physically, being in a pedophilic relationship, being consumed with drugs and alcohol have such a profound effect on our emotional well-being that for most of my life, I did not understand the concept of anything being unconditional. The closest thing that I understood and learned about unconditional was the love that my mother gave me, because she loved me no matter what, but even her love had a codependent undertone behind it, that it was, oh, honey, I love you, but please stop doing what you're doing. So it was difficult to receive it and accept it from man, from another man. But I was willing to do whatever it was I needed to do. I had already done everything else that I had done, and I didn't want to do that anymore. See, I wasn't afraid. I wasn't afraid of what I hadn't done or what might happen. What I was more afraid of, I was more afraid of going back out and doing the same things again.
Okay, could you just do me a favor and hold that right quick there? We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Angel Side by Side with Will Grayson after our commercial break.
The things I did to just not feel.
Silence calms the mind and rejuvenates the body. God Pillow has been inspiring daily devotions for over 11 years. God Pillows are custom made with love and intention. We encourage you to become part of our community. Come visit God Pillow on the World Wide Web at GodPillow.com.
When you're ready for a major change, make the natural choice for addiction treatment, the G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Our approach is all natural at G&G, where holistic treatments direct you to a healthy, sober way of life without substituting one addiction for another. We're a leader in the area of holistic addiction recovery, dual diagnosis, and relapse treatment. With 22 years of experience, we have thousands of success stories. Our staff is all in-house to help you ensure your success the all-natural, holistic way. Don't wait another minute. Call G&G Holistic right now at 800-559-9503. Counselors are standing by to start you on the all-natural road to recovery at G&G Holistic. Call 800-559-9503 or log on to holisticdrugrehab.com. Make the natural choice for addiction treatment, the G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Success, the all-natural, holistic way.
Free concert, Rockers in Recovery Memorial Day Weekend Concert, May 28th from 1:30 to 6:30 p.m., featuring Ricky Bird, guitarist of the NYC Hit Squad and formerly of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, along with Kason Sultan, bassist of Todd Rundgren and Utopia, Mick Jagger, and Celine Dion. Plus, three other great bands, Johnny B and the Road Dogs, Keep Coming Back Band, and Rhetoric. Come out and join us at the First Step Sober House Memorial Day Free Concert at 450 Southwest 2nd Street, Pompano Beach. To find out more, go to rockersinrecovery.com or call 877-799-8773.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
It's the hottest new addiction recovery mega community on the web. Rockers in Recovery. Music, news, interviews, events, and festivals with an insider's angle to the rock and roll industry. All backed up by artists who are in recovery and support recovery. Featuring dozens of rock legends like former Joan Jett and the Blackhearts lead guitarist Ricky Bird, Richie Supa of Aerosmith, and tons more. It's a worldwide music and media festival at your fingertips. Get inside the rock and roll recovery scene with a click of your mouse. Click rockersinrecovery.com. That's rockersinrecovery.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Angels Side by Side. My name is Will Grace, and I am the host of Angels Side by Side. And tonight, we are chatting with Roberto. And Roberto, could you share with the audience your relationship now with your daughter?
Okay, all right. Before I do that, I want to make a little announcement. One of the things that Recovery affords us the opportunity to do is not only to do what we're doing on the radio, Will and myself, and sharing, but we also get to reach out to other parts of the community. I wanted to give a shout-out to Dr. Scott. I want to thank you so much for all that you've been teaching me and all that we've been learning together. He's going to have me speaking at, I believe it's ChildNet. I'm not exactly sure. He has all the logistics on it, but I'll be speaking for him on Monday of next week. And we're going to see if maybe we can get him over here to speak a little bit on the radio show.
Absolutely.
And, you know, give some of his information, you know, and how he helps the community also and helps and deals with us as addicts and children and all that other good stuff. Also want to give a shout-out to Susan. She's listening right now. Will, do it.
Sorry, Susan. Shout-out to Susan B.
Yeah.
Hey, Susan. Sorry about that.
Susan from Henderson Mental Health for all that she has done. And I'm going to fast forward a little bit here, guys. Will wanted me to get to the part of my daughter and how all of the abuse that I went through, was I was able to utilize that pain, that anguish, that those horrific events that occurred to me, and utilize them for the better interest of others, and primarily my daughter, Serenity. She's listening right now, so, sweetie, here's a shout-out to you. I know you gave me permission to share part of your story, so I'm going to share a little part of it right now. And what had happened was, in my active addiction, I told you I came in 1990, but I didn't stay clean. I stayed clean for a little while, bounced in and out, and through that, of course, you know, got married, had a child, you know, all the life stuff shows up, and I had this little girl. And her name is Serenity. And, you know, the light of my life, you know, my joy, my everything. But what happened was I had relapsed after she was born. And I had a really hard time getting back into recovery. And this is how I learned that abuse can be through neglect. Because I was an absent father, there were some terrible things that were happening to my daughter while she was under the care of other people. And it was a very difficult situation. When I got clean in 2001, my daughter was 3 years old, and she was abused herself. And I'm not going to get into the details of what that abuse was, but I can tell you that what recovery afforded me the opportunity to do, what the 12-step fellowship and program, what men like Will G and my sponsor, I don't even know if we can say his name, John, you know, thank you if you're listening, you know, and so many other good, strong men who helped me to learn what it was to be a father, to be a present father. When my daughter began to share with me how she was being molested and abused, I was able to show up. Through that experience, you know, the man who abused her is serving right now 12 to life, actually 15 to life, in the Broward County detention facilities. And he's in prison because what we did was we did the right thing. You know, the Sexual Assault Treatment Center of Broward County was instrumental in helping this father who was in early recovery. I probably had like 90 days clean when my daughter gave me this news. And the first thing I did, of course, was I went to my sponsor and I shared with him. He told me the right thing to do. We got the police involved. We got the right forensic people involved. You know, Broward County has such a resource, so many resources available to us that we don't have to be afraid to utilize them. You know, radio stations like this one that we're on now and the information that we give out into the community is that, you know, we do recover. And through that, you know, we went to trial, we went to court. My daughter was able to go through counseling and therapy. And my daughter is completely healed. I mean, completely healed. She has healthy relationships today. She just passed from sixth grade to seventh with all A's and B's. You know, I have custody of her. She lives with me through Monday to Friday. She has a wonderful relationship with her mother and her sisters, you know.
And as a result of the recovery, as a result of looking at the past, not being afraid of it, being able to confront it and heal from it, I was then able to show up and be an available dad, a present dad, a father who was showing up with a program of recovery, with a God of his understanding, with an understanding of myself and the system, and learning how to utilize all of the things available to us. You know, I could say so much more, but I see that we're running on time. I want to just finish up with this. Not only did it help me to have this relationship, which I have with my daughter, which is probably one of the most profound relationships I've ever had, I think that our greatest lessons are the lessons that we learn as parents from our children. You know, I have gotten the most, I've learned the greatest lessons of patience and tolerance, understanding and compassion. But also what it has helped me to do, it has helped me to have a relationship with a woman, an intimate relationship with a woman. Her name is Susan, and that's why we gave her a shout out. Because one of the things that I realized was that I wanted to learn how to be the man that I would want my daughter to marry. What? Yeah. Listen to what I just said. I learned through recovery that I want to try to be the man that I want my daughter to marry one day. If I am looking at myself and I'm going, man, I would never want my daughter to be with a man like that, that tells me that there is a great, profound change that needs to be made in me. And the only way that I'm going to be able to do that from this recovering addict is through a 12-step program. You know, today I have an incredible relationship. I'm loving, caring, compassionate. I am not the hostile, aggressive, and angry man. I am not feared by my community. I am a respected individual in my community. I am admired and appreciated. I am loving, caring, compassionate. I am kind. I know how to hug a man. I know how to hold another man in my arms and allow him to cry, whether he's feeling pain because of the loss of a family member or a parent. I've learned to be able to be held by another man, and there is no ulterior motive. There's nothing immoral or there's nothing sexual behind it. It is pure, unconditional, unadulterated love that I have learned to not only receive, but also to give. You know, I've been involved in groups with Will where we have sat in rooms where we have poured out tears and anguish and pain and just held each other. We have whispered in each other's ears things so loving, so caring that we have longed for and yearned for most of our lives that I, for myself, believed I would never, ever hear another man tell me, you know. And Will is you know, he can attest to the testimony that I'm giving you, you know. I also want to say that one of the most powerful things that has also helped me now in my recovery and where I stand in it is a relationship with the God of my understanding.
I thank you, Roberto, for coming in tonight, and I really, truly thank you for your honesty and reinforcing again in me and everybody, y'all listeners, that we do recover, we do heal. And definitely, beyond the shadow of a doubt, you're going to be back on. And before we go off the air, just tell them where you're going to be at again next Monday.
I'm going to be speaking for Dr. Scott. It's probably going to be at ChildNet facilities. I believe I'm going to be speaking on anger management and dealing with our anger. I don't have all the logistics, but I'll be sure to email it to you and make sure that you can put it on the air. And we hope to have Dr. Scott come in here and share a little bit of his stuff.
Absolutely. We will have Dr. Scott on. And once again, thank you. Hey, Serenity, how you doing? This is Uncle Will. And I'll see you later when I see you. And I love you much, and you know that. But check this out, ladies and gentlemen. Before we go, I'd like to thank our listeners for listening to Angels Side by Side with Will Grayson. We would also like to thank our sponsors as well as our guest, Mr. Roberto, for being here tonight. Angels Side by Side is part of the Holistic Lifestyle Radio Network. Holistic Lifestyle Radio Network can be heard live 18 hours a week on WWNN 1470 AM and on Blog Talk Radio as well as on our Facebook and Twitter's account. Remember this, ladies and gentlemen, if you hadn't heard anything tonight, just remember this, that I love you and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. I need to also thank my boss, Mr. John Hollis, for allowing me to sit in the big chair. Kenny and Chris behind the glass, brilliant engineers. And ladies and gentlemen, I will see you Thursday, same bat channel, same bat place. Night, night. See you.
just to get me past the pain. Yeah, the door is always open when the devil needs a fix. So you burn another 50.
This program is a Rockers in Recovery radio production. Rights to this program are the sole rights of Rockers in Recovery Radio, Incorporated. Rebroadcast of this program in any form without express written consent is prohibited.
Here's hoping you're healthy and wealthy. South Florida's Health and Wealth Radio Network, AM 1470, WWNN, Pompano Beach.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, May 31st, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $15.3720. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $15.7610, $788.05 for a half-ounce, or $394.03 for a quarter-ounce. That's $15.7610, $788.05, and $394.03.
The Constitution and the Bill of Rights have been reduced to old relics politicians ignore, trample with their outlandish, overreaching policies. Your support for the Campaign for Liberty stands in the way of this insidious process. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I have teamed up with the Campaign for Liberty to offer the authentic proof quarter-ounce pure gold coin. For only $440 plus shipping, Midas will donate $100 to this incredible organization. Help fight big government by ordering your gold coin at 800-686-2237. You get to win twice by owning gold and fighting an overreaching government. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
AM 1470, WMN. You can join Peter Leonard every Thursday at 6, live from Oceans 234 on Deerfield Beach for the